Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, this is Sam.
Hey, what's up? This is Amy from The Interrupters.
Hey, it's Safer Mustard Blog.
Hi there, you wonderful Scar listeners. I'm Pauline Black.
Hey, this is Roger from Less Than Jake.
Hey, hey, this is Dan Vitale, singer of Bim Scala Bim and Steady Earnest.
Hey, guys, this is Steve from The Resonators.
Hey, this is Dan P. Hey, everybody, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh yeah!
Sasha.
And hey, this is Graham. We're the Mad Caddies.
And you're listening to
Scar.
Yeah.
Oh, welcome to Scar Nation Radio with Beefy. This is a special edition podcast, and this is the way of the future. That was the Resonators. This is the first release off their brand new album, Rabbit Hole Finale. It's not quite out yet. It comes out officially on November 2. We've already played Grinse Katze Kinder. We've already played, obviously, Talisman, Monkey Tamarind, Messenger, Bluebird Tattoo. And if you're a big fan of the Specialized Project, the tribute album for punk rock, I think it's just hit the shelves. They've also contributed Teenage Kicks to that one. And guess what? On a 4-CD box set, disc one, track one, all the way from Victoria, Australia, the Resonators with Teenage Kicks. It's absolutely fantastic. It is also my absolute pleasure to bring you the main man himself from the Resonators, Francis Harrison. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very, very much.
No problem at all. You got a lot to tell us about.
There's lots been going on.
Lots been going on. Now, you are freshly back from Virginia.
Supernova.
Yeah. Supernova International Scar Festival. Am I right in saying the Resonators are the first Australian band to play at the festival?
Correct.
Good. How did that go down?
That was fantastic. We played the opening party, which was originally loosely linked to the festival, but it was on the festival site. Anyone who had a ticket could come along, and they did, and it was great. Lots of great lasting memories, and hopefully an invite back as well.
Fingers crossed there's an invite True. Back. In terms of Supernova itself, highlights for you, because look, I've been on air, and I've been absolutely pouring my guts out about the fact I wasn't there.
Yeah, and rightfully so. It was fantastic.
Thanks, man. Yeah.
Well, you know, you got to sort your stuff out, mate. Get over there. Yeah. Look, I've been to lots of music festivals around the world, been to lots of ska music festivals in particular. I've even been to some of the big massive festivals like Riot Fest in Chicago and things like that. This festival, it's hard to quantify saying it's the best festival, but it's the best run festival, and yeah, it has the best vibe. I've not been at a festival where the security guards openly dance with the crowd.
Oh, nice.
There is no hint of any trouble whatsoever. Everyone's, you know, enjoying themselves, getting lubricated and whatever.
Yep.
But it's just so nice. And one thing, festivals have to introduce this. They have marquee areas with couches where you can see the stage.
Oh, nice.
I know. It's just sensational. So you get a bit tired skanking around. And, you know, at my advancing age, sometimes it's a little difficult to keep dancing for one song, let alone band after band.
Yeah.
It's great to sit down with a cider and put your feet up. It's fantastic.
Now, you talk about band after band. It was, as you mentioned, 4 days. You guys were on a Thursday. But the Friday, well, I think just the evening actually on Friday, wasn't it?
No, it started at 1 o'clock.
On Friday?
Yeah, yeah. Wow. It just kept going. Yep. Yeah.
Obviously, the Saturday and Sunday, headlined by my favourite band that I've never seen live, Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra.
They were the Saturday night.
Saturday night, that's yep. right. And then the Sunday night headlined by Bad Manners.
Correct.
Bad Manners are in Australia very, very shortly, so that's going to be excellent. They're fresh off Supernova. How good's that? Anyway, an absolute plethora of bands you've clearly never seen live before, though, you know, we've experienced the Toasters and we've experienced Cat Bite here in Australia, courtesy of your good self.
Look, Cat Bite kicking goals everywhere. They're just such a great band. And before this goes to air, they're playing in Japan on the end of this month.
Yes.
And Steve and Stacey are going across to, from the Resonators, are going across to see Tokyo Paradise with Cat Bite.
Don't wind me up now. Don't wind me up now. Actually, Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra just played. It was FC Tokyo's 25th anniversary. Who did they get to do a pre-game warm-up? Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra.
Doesn't surprise me. When we played in Japan,
yeah,
we were on all the trains, and there's pictures of Tokyo Paradise Ska Orchestra on the train promoting whatever product,
yeah, whatever
chewing
product.
Gum, yeah, Coca-Cola, yeah, whatever, and anything they touch turns to gold.
Yeah. Well, it's up to you. I'm putting it in your capable hands to get them to Australia.
It's something we've been working on for a long time.
Yeah,
we'll see.
We'll talk about that a bit later on, because we'll talk about Scar Nation down the track. Other highlights for you from Supernova? I could go on. I mean, Agrolites.
Okay, well, get to the best straight up.
I will.
The Agrolites doing the Specials tribute. Unbelievable. There wasn't a dry eye in the house. Love, love, love was the theme. And when they did...
Message to you.
Message to you is a big one. Enjoy yourself was a big one. When he did the tribute to Terry Hall and he had the Terry Hall t-shirt on, it was really quite emotional. But there were lots of bands. There were bands like Bite Me Bambi, who I'd heard on records and stuff like that, and they're good.
With the future Mrs. Beefy.
Yeah. I got a photo.
I know. You don't have to tell me.
Those guys live are something
special. They're very good. They're one of my favorite bands out of the US right now. And their live shows, they do a hometown throwdown style deal in SoCal there, which goes off every year, and they always stream it live. It's fantastic.
They were awesome. Obviously, Fishbone were chaos on stage, but that's what they are, and it's fantastic. The Toasters, Buck's still up there doing his thing. They were great. They were really, really solid. They had Chris from the Bosstones playing trombone, which is a highlight for me.
He's just called Chris now, Francis.
Yes. Yeah, sorry.
He's just called Chris, and so is Joe Gilman. Joe Gilman's just Joe.
Yeah, it's just Joe. Yeah, they were great. Other highlight, every band was a highlight. A band I didn't think I would enjoy as much as I enjoyed. They were unbelievable, and they came on last minute. Kill Lincoln had to pull out, and they came on, and they killed it. They were just fantastic.
Other friends of the show, Mustard Plug, also filled in last minute and was sensational by all accounts.
And had a special dancer on stage with them.
Ooh.
Yeah, I couldn't help myself. They played Mr. Smiley. I couldn't help myself. I was speaking to the guys after the show, and I said, oh, look, I really apologized. You know, I shouldn't have done that. And they just turned around and went, no, man, that was awesome. We looked around and we saw you there. It was fantastic. Mind you, I'm paying for it now. I don't know whether I can skank a whole show all the way through.
Well, we're all getting old, mate. I mean, it just happens that way.
Yeah, well, I lasted the whole song just. I came out going hard, but by the end of it, there was a bit of huff and puff there.
Oh, well.
So many nice people there.
Yeah. And I think it doesn't matter what country you're in, the ska community seems to be all-encompassing, and it doesn't seem to be too much trouble. I mean, that's a far cry from when I first started going to gigs in the 80s, but now, because it's, I was going to say it's niche, because it's a little bit different and people feel safe in the ska community environment, I think it's all embracing.
Definitely. I mean, when you see Suicide Machines and they hand the microphone to a 4-foot little guy who takes over in the middle of Hayscar and sings the rest of the song out, it's in good hands.
Definitely is in good hands. I've got some news actually from Supernova. They have just been nominated, this is no joke, for a Grammy. Best Independent Music Festival. You say it's well run, that's the proof.
Look, it's fantastic. One thing you want to do if you've got a chance, last year they recorded the festival and it's been released on vinyl. Each act has from that festival has got a 12-inch vinyl.
I was going to say, was it the Slackers or the Pie Tasters, I think, started that a couple of years ago, recording that and putting it out on vinyl, sets? Yeah, it's a great idea.
Oh, there's another band that was great, Pie Tasters.
They're a great band.
Yeah, Rude Girl Review were another one that... not something I would usually like, but they just gave it. They were great.
Yeah. Look, make no bones about it. I mean, you run Scar Nation as well here in Australia. The blueprint for Scar Nation, even though you were probably running Scar Nation as a gig way before Supernova ever came to being, that's kind of become the blueprint now to move forward with Scar Nation?
Yeah, I think so. Look, if I can be a quarter of that festival in vibe, I'll be stoked.
Yeah.
No, it's definitely the Southern Hemisphere version. That's the way we're going to look at it. I
like that. I like that. News on Scar Nation is that, for people that don't normally listen to my show, Scar Nation has moved from the Tea Tree Hotel in Warrion to the Colac Showgrounds, which is, are we calling that an upgrade?
Oh, it is to an extent an upgrade. We would have loved to have hosted it at the Tea Tree.
Yeah.
There are a few planning issues to do with the Fire Brigade, plus the ticket sales were going really well. So we took it to a venue that could cater for more people, and we also have toilets on site, so we don't have to have portaloos.
Right.
That was a big upgrade, and all the female clientele we've spoken to so far, very happy of that. Yeah.
Good stuff. So with that change of venue, hopefully moving towards a bit of a bigger urban metropolis than Warrion, hopefully that will appeal to more locals coming along as well.
We'd hope so. Not that Warrion's ever been called a metropolis ever, but you know, Colac's a town of about 15,000 people, so there's the ability for the locals to walk in, in town. It's close to all the accommodations. It's not too far from the railway station. It's got a lot of amenities that we wouldn't have had at Warrion. It probably doesn't have that tranquil country feel that Warrion has, but but you know, you sacrifice a little to get a lot back.
Exactly right. And I just see it's on TV. TV advertising's come to right? Scar Nation. What's going on?
It's cheaper to advertise on TV than it is radio.
I know, especially on Win up there in the regions. But look, it's not too far out of the ordinary. And if you can get on TV, look, I noticed with some businesses I ran in the past, anytime we ran TV ads, you knew they were on because the phones rang.
Yeah.
So hopefully that becomes a positive thing for you, and ticket sales do extend to people that wouldn't normally come along.
Yeah, well, look, Scar Music is very accessible, as you know. And the only reason we don't get the mainstream crowd is because they don't know what Scar is, so it's foreign to them. So it's up to myself, yourself, and the entire Scar community, particularly in Australia, to promote the music so that more people are aware of what Scar is. And there's always something within Scar that people can latch onto enjoy.
And I think that's the beauty of the genre anyway, because going back to Jamaica in the 60s through to the two-tone era in the UK in the 80s through to third wave and beyond what we call the fourth coming of Scar right now, it is vastly different, but it has that common theme all the way through. I remember talking to Luke Yeowood about this from King Cannons years ago, and he says, you know what? Jamaica's an island of about 300 square miles, if that. I don't think it's even that big, of about 1 million people. And yet, throughout the world with ska, reggae, rocksteady, across the board, they've exported this style of music that's still going strong today. And it's when you stop and think about that deep down, that's phenomenal.
Yeah, for sure.
And the reason it has such longevity is because it gets people engaged in one way or the other. And like I say, it doesn't have to be the same. The speed of the music can be vastly different, but there is something in it for everyone.
Yeah. Look, ska adjacent music, as they call it now.
Yeah.
You're looking at bands like The Police, Oingo Boingo. Like these were really popular bands. The Hooters, who we were speaking about earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's this ska element, and you say The Police, and everyone goes, oh, yeah, I love that song. Yeah. You're like, well, then you're probably going to like something like this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mate, last week's show, or this week's show, actually, Man in a Suitcase is one of my favourite Police songs of all time. It's just a straight-out ska song from 1980.
And you would expect that, given who they were and where they came from.
Of course. Now, going back to 1980, I just mentioned at the top of the show that you contributed Teenage Kicks to the Specialized Project album. How did that come about?
Do you know what? We weren't the first band to ask for that song.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
We got that when another band dropped out and chose another song.
Okay.
I went to Steve and went, we've got to do Teenage Kicks.
Nice.
We had a couple of other songs, but I said, we've got to do Teenage Kicks. Now, this recording is the first recording I've ever done in one take.
Really?
Yeah. There's no anything. It's straight up, and I'm really proud of it. When we got the four-track CD, obviously we're looking through the cover to see where we placed.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, obviously I didn't look first.
What's going on?
I've gone disc four.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, looking. Oh, not disc four. Oh, disc three. That'll be a highlight.
Yeah.
Oh, disc two. Oh, have they forgotten us?
Mm.
And yeah, we came up with the first song, and I'm super proud. High fives all around in the Resignators, that's for sure.
I hope so. Well, I'm not going to leave people wanting, because I am going to play Teenage Kicks right now. It is off the Resignators' new album, Rabbit Hole. We're going to talk about Rabbit Hole in a second, but first, we're going to play Teenage Kicks, the cover from The Undertones. Beefy's cover of the week, Scar Pod number 3. Anyway, that is Teenage Kicks by The Resonators. It is off The Resonators' brand new album, A Rabbit Hole. You better tell me about Rabbit Hole. How's that come about? I know it's been a long time in the making because...
It really has.
Yeah.
Rabbit Hole's the last 3 years...
has been a rabbit hole.
Yeah, well, yeah. Steve likes to call it the ska rock opera.
Okay.
It's obviously got that theme running through it, which is all based around...
Alice in Wonderland, I'm thinking.
Yeah, it's got that Alice in Wonderland theme running through, particularly the side A of the vinyl. And
of the vinyl?
Oh, 12-inch vinyl.
Have we got vinyl, have we?
We will have.
Okay,
it's
good.
It's in getting manufactured. It better be ready for the
launch. Well, I was going to say, everyone's having vinyl issues over, not just in Australia, but everywhere. So
I think Zenith, who manufacture our vinyl, have been really good. I think it's going to come together.
Do you know what's caused all this?
Oh, tell me.
Amazon.
Of course.
Amazon have caused all this, and they basically took over all of the vinyl producers to obviously produce, because they started getting into vinyl and promoted at fairly decent pricing. As we know, vinyl pricing has gone through the roof, and they just snowed everyone under. But a lot of the mainstream vinyl producers in Asia and the States got sole supplier contracts.
Oh, wow.
From Amazon, so they can't take on extra work.
Okay, I'm tipping Zenith weren't one of those. Based in Brunswick, as they are.
Yeah, that's right. But it also led to a wax shortage. That's what the other thing I was going to get to.
Okay.
So nobody could buy raw materials to make vinyl.
There is a project at the moment. They're melting down old records and recreating the vinyl and thing. I read online recently.
I hope that's the case. Do you know what? We're in 2023. I would have thought there was another alternative material that we could make records out of, but clearly nobody's got that far because it wasn't popular until about, 5 or 6 years ago.
That's it, and the audio files would probably go mental, wouldn't
they?
Yeah, look, we hope to have it for our launch, which is at the Leadbeater Hotel in Richmond on November the 10th.
Yep.
With the Kitty Hawks and... Oh,
I'll cut this bit out.
That's it. They're called something Jumbo.
Fortnite
Jumbo.
Yeah, they are. Jumbo.
Fortnite Jumbo.
We apologies to all the people in Fortnite Jumbo.
No, they've been great, Fortnite Jumbo. They're online all the time and promoting the show.
Excellent.
And stuff like that. So that's great. Kitty Hawks are in the studio as we speak.
They are. They definitely are.
So that'll be interesting. Sounds Like Chicken Guys. So that'll be really interesting. But we're excited. I really like the Leadbeater. I saw the Bennies there relatively recently. That was awesome. And it's great sound. Visuals are fantastic. The lighting and everything. They've really invested in that venue.
Yeah.
And for 350 sort of people, I think it's an ideal venue.
So out of these tracks on the new Rabbit Hole CD, how many can you do live now?
We're doing the whole album.
You're going to do the whole album live?
We're doing the whole album live. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
We've got a jam on Monday before Steve and Stacey go away.
Yeah.
We will play the whole album cover to cover live, and I think at the end we may chuck on a couple of favourites.
So when this album became a seed in the imagination of yourself and Steve, did you have a theme in mind? Because obviously the first lot of tracks, Talisman, Monkey Tamarind, were out there, didn't really fit in with this concept, or am I just talking out my ass?
Well, that's the second side and those songs. That's Breaking the Glass. That's what we've titled it. So it's Through the Looking Glass is the first.
Breaking the Mirror, actually.
Breaking the Mirror, sorry.
I can read.
It is. It's Breaking the Mirror,
the
which is
side two. The first side is Through the Looking Glass.
Through the Looking Glass. And that's where the theme starts. But the second part makes sense once you listen to those songs in order.
Oh, it's a Pink Floyd thing.
I guess. I think Steve was listening to a lot of King Crimson at the time.
Okay. All right.
And you probably hear that. Or maybe The Who.
Yeah. Yes, a little bit. Do you know what? The other day, when I did listen to it, I was in the car driving around. I thought kind of there was elements of Yes.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. And I just as I was driving, I think, this is... I told you, you know, when we had a chat the other day, I said, it's definitely different. But it's not different bad, if you kind of know where I'm coming from. It's kind of different. It's just a different way of looking at ska and ska punk anyway. But it's not unlistenable. It's not, you don't turn it off.
Oh, good.
And that's always my test is, no, I can sit through this because I think, you know, the first few tracks, it takes a little bit of time to get into it. But once you've listened all the way through and you listen again, you're good to go because it does take a little bit of time to get your head around.
For sure. Look, it's something even to myself. I listen to it and I was super critical of it the first listen through. The second listen, I went, oh, no, that makes sense. And now I can actually listen all the way through.
Yeah.
So I think hopefully people hear it the first time and give it a second chance because it is,
I think that's
as you call it, a grower.
That was kind of my point that I was trying to get my head around, and I did it in a very bad way in terms of that. Yeah, no, definitely. It's the way I've listened to it as well, and it's... okay, right.
If you listen to it as a traditional Resignators record, the first four albums, it's probably going to sound almost foreign.
Definitely.
But you give it that second listen, you go, oh, now I know. That fits.
No, that's
and the storyline comes together.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever been a fan of kind of concept albums or storyline albums, but when it gets tied together this way, it's not necessary to work your way through the album, by the way. You can take every song on its merits and just listen to what you... Like I said, we finished with Teenage Kicks, and my favourite on the album is what we talked about, and we're going to play in a minute, Grinzer Katze Kinder. Is that... am I saying that right?
Yeah. It's about an ex-girlfriend of mine from Leipzig, and she had a Cheshire cat tattoo on her back.
Yeah.
Which fits the theme, obviously. And okay. She called herself... the Cheshire Cat Child. So in German, Grinzer Katze Kind is the Cheshire Cat Child.
Wow. There you go. You heard it here first. Kind of.
I think it's, this record definitely is the first time we've had to put a warning label on. And I think this song is one
really?
Of those. I think it's got a couple of words in it.
Yeah.
These days, who knows? We're Australian. If you had heard me on stage at Supernova, I dropped them all.
it's kind of the way the, I think every song I get sent through now for this show has got something in it. And nobody tells me anything, but that's the beauty of being a late night show on podcast as well.
That's
you
it.
You just get to play whatever you like and it doesn't matter what you... It always astounds me, the fact that nobody tells you anymore.
Well, we had to fill out labels and stuff it to go on to Spotify and all that kind of thing.
Okay.
So I don't know how much that holds. Hopefully the kids see it and go, oh, it's got language. Well, we'll listen to that.
I think they're immune nowadays. But yeah, the number of songs I get sent now and I play them on air because I haven't really listened to them beforehand. And it's gone mad. It's like, I shouldn't probably be playing this. I should have done the warning. But there you go. Do you want to hear it? Do you want to hear Grinzer Katze Kind? I don't know.
Why not?
Why not? Why not indeed? Like I said, apart from Teenage Kitsch, which I'm a massive fan of, I think this is my favourite. It is an absolute cracker. This is track 3 off the Resonators Rabbit Hole album. We're talking with Francis Harrison from the band. This is Grinzer Katze Kind.
Fuck me over.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, you're right. I should have played the warning. I'm only joking. Got a bit of 80s kind of Joe Boxer Style Council feel to that one.
You mentioned that to me and I was quite chuffed.
Good.
The chest came out and walked a little taller.
This is a cracking album. Like Francis said, it's kind of 3 years in the making. COVID put a massive dent in this. But I think at the end of the day, it probably gave Steve a little bit more time to work on his skills in terms of...
To an extent. And a lot happened to us during that time. Steve lost his mum.
Yeah.
Which the song finale is about. And I think that's an absolute cracker of a song.
Yeah.
And I rang Steve when we got the recording back and I said, mate, you've done your mum justice. Mm. That's just such a good song. And lots of things happened. We lost a trumpet player down the rabbit hole, which he's still panning for gold somewhere, living
oh, really?
In a humpy and thinks that there's bees that are injecting people with vaccine and stuff like that. It's unfortunate because he's an awfully nice guy, but he went a bit down the rabbit hole. So
fits the narrative.
Yep, it fits the narrative well and truly.
Yeah.
This could well be the first album where the artwork was completed before the album was completed.
Fair enough.
And we love the artwork. I know it's radio and it's hard to see, but yeah. I suggest you go online, have a look at theresignators.com. The artwork's out of
very
control good. Steve Kitchen
Mind
from Combination
you,
13.
As a band, the artwork for all of your releases is a feature of the band, isn't it?
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah,
I mean, it's got to be a project. It's got to be the whole thing.
Yep.
But we are super proud of this one. We've only got the CD so far, but when we see the 12-inch vinyl, I think it's going to look pretty special.
No, it will do. Definitely will do. I mean, it's saying sensational now, so to have the visual to go with it, and you know, the old school people with their record players putting the cover in the lid.
Oh, yes, that'll be me with my 1960s stereogram.
Stereogram. That's so. Check out YouTube before long as people put rip this and take videos of themselves playing the vinyl.
Well, it is on pink vinyl with blue splatter.
Ooh.
As a feature on a limited number, yeah.
Excellent. Now, you did mention you're going to play this album all the way through at the Lead... I don't know, it's...
Lead Beater.
Lead... See, my accent doesn't work for this. Lead Beater? Lead Better?
Lead Beater, I would have thought. It's named after the possum, the Lead Beater possum.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know there was such a thing.
Yeah.
Is it a ringtail?
No, it's a Lead Beater possum.
What's it look like?
It looks like a ringtail possum.
Yes. It's colonialism gone mad.
That's it. And we've actually played the venue before when it was called...
The Eureka Hotel.
Yeah. Many eons again. And before that, it was Hunchbacks.
Oh, was it? I didn't know that.
It was a theatre restaurant. Yeah.
Okay.
But now, like, they have done a wonderful job. And the tucker there is not too bad, too.
Okay, well, get there early if you're there. Now, it is Friday the 10th of November.
Correct.
I just had a freak out because I just booked to go away. We're going away from the Saturday to the Thursday.
Oh, happy days.
So the Friday's going to fit in very, very well.
Excellent.
So that's good.
Now, tickets at Austix.
And
they are actually selling very well.
Very
better
good.
Than I would have thought, to be quite honest.
Because we are going to talk about, well, we've talked about Scar Nation because that is the next gig for the Resonators, isn't it?
After the
Lead
Beater.
Yeah.
Yep. That's Scar Nation. Obviously, we've got the Mad Caddies coming out from the US. Excited about that. They're playing the Saturday and the Sunday.
Yep.
The Sunday show is going to be more of their reggae sort of stuff. Area 7 are playing. I know Area 7 have a big announcement coming up, so stay tuned for that.
Yep.
Also, Melbourne Scar Orchestra, the Donald Trumpets, who...
One of my favourites, one of your favourites as well, we know.
Love those guys. Admiral Akbars, who always do what they do.
Yep.
I love them. They're not everyone's taste because sometimes they take it a little too far, but that's the part I like the most.
That's it.
Pirate Scar Rebellion, really looking forward to
yes.
those guys. I know they've got a show coming up in Belgrade.
Friday the 17th of November at the Suki Lounge in Belgrave with Looney Tunes, and we talked about the Kitty Hawks before. Between myself and you, we're trying to get the Kitty Hawks as many gigs as possible before Scar Nation because they're a new
like
band.
That's it. Obviously, Looney Tunes are playing on the Sunday as well. S&M from Sydney are playing. Operation Ibis are playing on the Saturday, and we're hoping Saturday night we're going to have an after party with them doing a very special set of covers afterwards, but we're working on that moment. So again, stay tuned. The opening party, obviously, the Bennies.
Yep.
Can't go wrong with the Bennies. That will be a smoke up. Can't be anything else, can it?
Obviously not. The Overits?
The Overits. They're great. We played with them with Catbite in Adelaide.
Yeah,
They're a great band.
They are.
They really are a really good band.
That's one of the bands. I mean, I've seen most of the bands on the bill before. Never seen the Overits. I play them quite regularly on this show, so I am looking forward to seeing them. Obviously, the first Scar Nation at the Tea Tree got washed out the second day, and they were due on. So
true story.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, there's lots happening. Obviously, we've got Condodgy DJing, Gary Scarman DJing, Your Good Self DJing, which we're looking forward to.
I tell you now, my set is absolutely coming on a storm. You're going to love it. I'm going to bring the house down.
Awesome. That's what we like.
Yeah.
And there's a chilled area where the DJs are going to be, which is separate to the other areas, which is going to be really good for those who just need to get away from the loudness sometimes. That'll be fantastic. Obviously, there's on-site camping now. You need to contact the Colac Central Caravan Park, but it's just $20 a site or something. Oh, they've got cabins and vans and whatever.
Great.
We've got Mountain Goat Beer, which is fantastic. They're on board. We really are conscious of keeping the alcohol prices down. This isn't a profit thing. This is a love thing.
Yes.
And we want everyone to have a great time, and we want them to come back. We've also got OCRFM broadcasting the event.
Oh, brilliant.
So, yeah.
Very good. Oh, that's a big coup.
And hopefully soon the beefy Scar Nation radio show will be on OCR.
Definitely.
That's what we're hoping.
Yeah. Well, it will be. It will be.
Yep.
I've just got to get my end sorted out. Actually, for new listeners, obviously you're going to get this on podcast, but I do have some other news myself. Reggae FM will take the Scar Nation Radio with Beefy radio show.
Wowzers. That's
which
awesome.
Is huge.
That's fantastic.
Yes, so that's a big... that's my big news at the minute.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, that's a worldwide station. Why they want a ska show on a reggae station, I don't know, because... Yeah. But we all know, just remember, ska came before reggae.
100%.
100%. Shh. Yeah, don't tell anyone. And Bob Marley was Welsh. Don't forget that as well. So, post-Scar Nation, no doubt you're going to take a bit of time off because these last 4 or 5 months have been absolutely ridiculous for you, but you've got a new album out. You've got gigs coming up. What is in the mix for, I'm going to say, post-Christmas?
Oh, look, I really hope the Resignators can get up and do a bit more touring, get to some places we haven't been to for a long time. As with everyone, COVID kicked us in the arse, so it's been difficult. I really want to get overseas as much as humanly possible. I know Steve and Stacey have already booked their VIP tickets to Supernova. Ooh. And the rumours of who's going to be headlining Supernova are huge. I hope to be going as well. We're working on that. We'll take the Australian Scar Embassy with us, and Sir Hopsalot will come along. And
yes, he seemed to be quite popular with the punters.
He's living in Denver now, I think.
Wow.
The people who adopted
Junior.
Him. That's it. Sir Hopsalot got signed by everyone.
You might need a bigger one.
We may well need a bigger one. That'll be huge. I'd like to get across to Europe again, if at all possible. We need to get around Australia. We need to see our friends around Australia as well. We haven't been to Perth in an awful long time. That'd be lovely. Promoters, come at us.
Yeah. Well, you've seen the growth and the increased popularity of Scar in the States firsthand.
Huge.
I went to a gig up in Brisbane a couple of weeks ago with Old School, Strange Tenants, Furious Turtles, Fiesta Fiasco, and Baggy Trousers, the Madness tribute band, sold out.
Yep.
Rosemount Hotel in Perth, Bad Manners, sold out.
Two shows. Yep.
Two shows.
Yep.
So Perth's got a market, Brisbane's got a market. Look, I'm going to be honest with you, Melbourne and Sydney, we're probably falling a little bit behind, you know, but we just need more gigs. It's as simple as that. We just need more gigs. So the bands need to get out and play a bit more, but the punters, more importantly, need to go and see live music. I say it every week on this show, if we don't support live music, the venues eventually will close, and if they close, they ain't coming back. It's as simple as that. Noise restrictions, everything else nowadays, live venues from old live venues, especially being around the city, there is no chance in hell they're going to reopen. I'm sorry, but it's the impeccable truth. And we've had some great news in the week that the Tote, the contracts have been signed. So that's all saved.
Fantastic.
So to speak. I mean, you guys were kind of integral to the Save the Tote
gig. We
didn't
go that far, but we played some songs.
You played some songs. You were there. You put your bodies on the line for a good cause. We just need these old school bands, instead of playing one, two gigs a year, they got to play four or five. Yeah. Simple as that.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. As for the punters, you know, enjoy yourself. It's later than you think.
Well, let's hope it's not later than we think, but it is for some people. But in terms of that, we do need to get on board and go and see gigs. Because I think the worst thing is what's happened during COVID is we just got used to staying at home.
True.
So we just need to get up off our ass and get out and enjoy live music again. 100%. Like you say, I mean, I think that's the new theme of Ska Nation and everything. It's just enjoy yourself. Just leave it at that.
Yep. 100%.
Yeah. So it'll be good to see a lot of people. And at the end of the day as well, I mean, we talked about Ska as a community and the people involved and everything else, but it is time to go and meet people again and have a drink with them and just, well, I'm not going to say it. I am going to say it. Just go and enjoy yourself, but go and catch up with people. I mean, it is simple as that. It is go out, meet your friends, but drag people along as well, because we're just too used to being at home and not meeting people, because look, drink driving rules and everything else has made life a lot more difficult in the past 20 years. But we've still got to go out. We've got to do it.
And again, that's why we have Ska Nation and other like music festivals where you can camp nearby, if not on site, so you can have a drink and then stumble to your cabin and make it a whole event and just everyone go out and enjoy themselves and not just Ska music, all music.
Yeah, no, exactly right. Exactly right. Well, mate, thanks for coming in. Thanks for doing this.
Welcome.
Lots of things. I mean, I think we're going to see a lot more of each other between now and Ska Nation. So I'm glad you could take some time out of your schedule to have a chat to me and talk about the new album. Congratulations. I should have said
Thank you.
To start off the show, because I do enjoy the album now. It is a cracker. It's different, and it's different in a good way, because it is a great way of kind of putting Ska out there and Ska Punk out there in a format that not many other people would attempt. I think it's bold. Let's put it that way. It's bold.
Well,
it's not different.
Good.
It's bold.
Well, you know, if you're not being an originator, you're just copying someone else.
No, that's very true as well. That is very true. So we wish you the best of luck with that. Hopefully
Thank
the
you.
Vinyl will turn up.
It will.
December the 15th, it'll turn up.
No, it'll be there for the 10th.
I'll be there for the 10th of November. Excellent. So if you need tickets for the Leadbeater Hotel, I don't know, one of the two, it's in Richmond or somewhere, check out Resonators on Bandcamp or resonators.com. The tickets are through OzTix. But more importantly, if you want to see an absolute shedload of bands, go to scarnation.com, 16th, 17th December, plus the pre-party on the 15th of the Tea Tree Hotel featuring the Bennies. We've got Mad Caddies headlining, they are headlining, just they're playing both days. Melbourne Ska Orchestra, Area 7, the two headlining act. You will see the Resonators. You will see Looney Tunes. You'll see Admiral Akbar's His Honourable Discharge, the Overits.
Donald Trumpets.
Can't forget them.
Yep, S&M.
SM.
Operation Ibis.
Yep.
Operation Big Jake Bostone.
Operation Big Jake Bostone, the only third wave Ska tribute band in Australia. At the moment. That's right. Please get your tickets now. We are going to go out with track number one, Tea Party, off Rabbit Hole. Francis Harrison, thank you so much. I'm glad we could have this chat. I should be doing this a lot more. I don't know why I don't do it.
Let's get it done.
Let's get it done. Well, I look forward to seeing you at Ska Nation, at the Leadbeater, at everywhere else where we get to see Ska.
Done.
All the best, and we will chat very, very soon.
Thank you.
Love, love,
love.
Love.
Kiss me once, kiss you twice, make me feel. Oh. need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.